Alejandra Garcia was born in Lima, Peru, and raised in both Kentucky and North Carolina. She now lives in Marbella, Spain, where she is an editor for a Spanish lifestyle magazine. Wherever she lives, she makes crepes. She has written for Kitchen Window Online about what she calls her obsession. Hi, Alejandra.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks.
Is calling crepes an obsession an overstatement?
At this point, it's not an overstatement. It's something that I pretty much incorporate into any sort of dinner party, or it's the first idea that comes to mind when I'm trying to put a menu together for friends or something like that.
Some people would think that making crepes is tricky, but you make it sound very simple.
Well, it is simple, since the batter is put together by just a few simple ingredients that most people have in their kitchen. You can make the batter, and then you can pretty much, when it comes to the fillings, it's just what you can come up with. It's all imagination, and it's all about your taste and likes.
What is in the batter?
The batter is made up of flour, water, milk, eggs, and butter. And then if you would like to add a pinch of salt or sugar, depending on if you want to make a sweet or a salty crepe, that also varies.
Crepes are so versatile. They can be sweet or savory. They can be dessert or dinner.
That's exactly right.
You talk about using buckwheat flour. Tell me about that a little bit.
Well, buckwheat flour, that's also something a little bit tricky, but it's also something for those that are looking to have a little bit of a healthier crepe. It is a fruit seed. It's not a cereal grain like most people would think when they hear the word buckwheat flour. But it's a great alternative to wheat or all-purpose flour. It's high in fiber and in vitamin B, and the fluffy taste of it is just wonderful. And it's also visually very different, very appealing.
Does it taste different?
Some people say it doesn't have much of a taste, but I think it's great. There's no real way to describe it because most crepes take on the taste of their fillings. But I certainly like it.
How did you get so interested in crepes?
Well, this goes back to a trip I took to Paris. I was studying abroad in Seville for a semester during my sophomore year in college. And we had a vacation from studying abroad, which is great. We had vacations from studying abroad.
Vacation from vacation.
A vacation from vacation, that's right. And we decided to take what little money we had and book a plane ticket to Paris, France. And I was going along with three other friends, and we were going to stay for 5 days. And as I got off the subway stop in Clichy, I noticed this tiny crepe stand, but it had a line of people going around. But the thing I noticed the most was the smell, and it just smelled so great. I didn't know what it was. And I walked up next to it, and I just saw this man with this huge, flat, cast iron pan. And he had this wooden, almost toothless-like rake that he was, you know, pushing all this batter around. And people were walking off with crepes wrapped up in aluminum foil. And I thought, I have to go there.
And you did.
And I did. And that became a constant for the 5 days that we were there.
And they made all sorts of crepes?
Yes, they made all sorts of crepes. The basic ones that I saw people run off with were the Nutella hazelnut spread with bananas, or dark chocolate melted with whipped cream. But they also had crepe Suzette, which was the first time I'd ever heard of it. And this was made with Grand Marnier and melted butter and sugar.
Did they flame them at the stand?
They did flame them.
Wow.
They flamed them, yeah, with this little torch, and it was so tempting.
And then you went home and practiced for years.
Exactly, and then I went home, and I thought, this is something that I could do.
And you say you can put anything into a crepe.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite toppings was dulce de leche, which is something that goes back from my Peruvian heritage. It's something that we put in many desserts, and that I saw my mom put in pancakes and in cakes and cookies.
And what is dulce de leche?
Dulce de leche is condensed milk that is boiled for an hour or two, and it turns from, you know, a light whitish, yellowish color to a dark brown color. And it's very rich in sugar, so it's very, very sweet, and it goes great with crepes. I normally put the dulce de leche with bananas or strawberries. It's a great way to put a crepe together.
I want to ask you a question about the pan you cook the crepes in.
Yes.
There is a crepe pan. Is that necessary?
No, it's not necessary, especially whenever I first started making crepes. I obviously didn't even know it existed. I saw the one this man was using, which was, you know, like I said, a cast iron, really flat pan, which made it a lot simpler for him to spread the batter evenly and then to flip it in the end. But I just had, you know, a normal 10-inch, 12-inch nonstick pan, and that worked fine for me as well. And later on, I found in specialty gourmet shops, you know, that they did carry flat cast iron pans or steel pans nonstick, and those work as well.
In your piece for Kitchen Window, you talk about leaving the batter for a few hours. Why is that desirable?
Well, normally whenever you finish making the batter, you're going to notice that there's a few bubbles that are on the surface. And whenever you put it in the refrigerator for a few hours, it allows the bubbles to subside. And that, in turn, whenever you are pouring your batter onto your hot pan when you're ready to make them, it makes it so that the batter is less likely to tear. That's just a trick that I actually learned from this French man in Paris that was making the crepe.
Alejandra, you make the batter. How long can you leave it in the refrigerator?
You shouldn't leave it overnight, but you should leave it between 1 and 3 hours in the refrigerator.
What happens if you leave it too long?
Well, it just becomes a little bit thicker, actually, and you want the batter to stay thin.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Bonnie.
And enjoy Spain.
Thanks.